Jesus. Anybody need the Lord to stop by? Hallelujah.
Oh. Children, amen. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from St. John's chapter 8. Amen. How many know things don't always go according to plan?
That's right.
But God is a constant and he never changes. Amen. So for that, we know that the Lord will honor and help us on this evening. Amen. Last week, we went over the mind games the devil played to try to get the advantage of us. The mind games the devil played to get the advantage of us. And tonight is not a part two, but our subject is, tell the devil no negotiations. Can we tell it? Say, tell the devil?
Tell the devil.
No negotiations.
No negotiating.
Amen. We don't have nothing to talk to him about.
Right.
Amen. He can't get no advantage over here. Amen. So we're going to read, for the sake of time, we're just going to read verses 31 and 32 of St. John chapter 8. And then after that, we will go further to our Bible study. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
For those that haven't, we're going to start verse 31 reads, then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. Once again, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And can the church say the word of the Lord is blessed already.
Blessed already.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Tonight, no negotiations with the devil. Amen. We went over last week and how after the Lord had fasted and was on a spiritual high, the devil came to negotiate with Jesus himself. And he insulted him three times and said, if you be, amen. And the three responses the Lord gave to the devil in his attempt to negotiate with Jesus, he said, it is written. So we don't negotiate with the devil. Amen. We don't entertain, amen, any of his promises. Because the devil is not real when it comes to our salvation. He's not concerned at all for our salvation. Amen. So we don't entertain his negotiations. Amen. One of the tools that has been so, the devil has been so subtle in broadsiding and overthrowing many of the saints is we spend too much time listening to his negotiations. Amen. In St. John's, we're dealing with the fact Jesus said, you are my disciples if you continue what?
In my word.
Then are you my disciples indeed. So what the devil wants to get us to do so that we are not his follower of Jesus, he wants to negotiate so that we do not continue in the word. That's all he wants to do. All of those things that he places in our mind are nothing more than an attempt to get us outside of the word. John writes, he said, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. The devil knows the word of God. Amen. So he tries to get us to negotiate. Amen. To make, you know what, when you negotiate, you know what you're trying to do? You try to make a deal. Amen. Negotiation, you try to make a deal. Well, Proverbs 23 and 3, we're not going to go there, but I'll quote it for you now. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and what?
Sell it not.
Well, when you're selling something, that means you have to negotiate. Amen. The truth cannot be negotiated. Amen. There is no value that those of us that are in God and need God, there's no value that we can pay or give in exchange for the truth. So the devil tries to get us to sell the truth. Now he's wise. Remember we went over last week, he's wiser than Daniel. So he does not try to get us to sell the whole truth, but he's a borrower. How many knows what barring means? Amen. It means either he's a skillful pilferer. He tries to steal little by little by little. But the ultimate goal in negotiating, in us selling the truth, his ultimate goal is to get us to sell the whole truth. But as in the case of Eve, he has to get our attention. And just imagine, Adam and Eve had been in the garden and they had been fulfilling God's command to dress and to keep the garden. And they knew to keep away from the tree that was in the what? Middle or in the midst of the garden. So it required some effort for them to get to the middle of the garden. So they were diligent in doing what God had told them to do. But then the devil began to negotiate with Eve. If Eve had said, no Satan, no negotiations. Amen. When he opened the door to try to get her attention, she just said, stop. No negotiations. I have the truth, and I will not sell it. Amen. But he says, he began to negotiate, and in negotiating, what every child of God must remember. When the devil negotiates, he uses the word of God, but he twists it. It's not the truth of the word. He uses a part of God's word so that he can get the advantage over the child of God. And the Bible says that we are not ignorant of his devices, lest he should get the. In other words, that scripture really means, don't negotiate with the devil because he will take advantage of you. That's what that means. When we start negotiating with the devil, amen, when we start listening to his twisted truth, and every twisted truth is a lie, amen, when we start listening to the twisted truth, then he will take advantage of us. So, well, I've been in church a long time. How many know that Solomon had been saved for, well, he was a king and a man of God for 40 years.
Sir.
But the devil began to twist the word of God in his life. And in twisting the word of God, what was the truth in utmost, he got him to sell it. Well, what was the mechanism? What was the device that he used to get Solomon? Strange women. And Solomon knew from the time that Israel came out of Egypt, God told him to have no part with those heathen women. And Deuteronomy, it talks about how the king, it makes specific mention to the king. And guess what? In Deuteronomy, there was not yet a king. But he said in the latter days, he gave commandments for the king. And he said, now if the king deviates away from the truth, his strange wives would take his heart away from God. Well, Solomon knew, amen, but anytime somebody had, what do you have, 700 wives and 300 concubines? He might have been wise, but he had too much. He began to negotiate. And the thing about negotiations, it doesn't really take you all at once. I'm sure when he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wives, it didn't have the real impact on him. But the more he negotiated, the more strange wives he took in, the more the devil was able to twist his desire and to get away from God. And the Bible says that in the beginning, Solomon pleaded unto God. At the end, in negotiating with the devil, in I believe it's 1 Kings chapter 11, it says that Solomon began to cleave to his strange wives. What did Solomon do? He negotiated with the devil. Amen. Let's go back here to St. John chapter 8. And we're going to go through verses 33 just to show you what happens to every child of God when we don't stay in the truth. Whatever you do tonight, the scripture says, by the what?
Truth.
And do what?
Sell it not.
Don't sell. There's nothing that compares to truth. Amen. So every time Old sleuth with the devil, come for one of his vials of scheme. Tell him no negotiations. Can we say no negotiations?
No negotiations.
Now we're going to live it. It's easy to talk it, but amen. But tonight, can we live it? No negotiation. Verse 32, read. And ye shall know the thing about only the truth can make you
free.
Amen. We ever wonder sometimes why am I feel so bound in situations? Because we're listening to other voices. We're listening to the other temptations of Satan. And in listening and negotiating, we deviate away from the truth. But only the truth can make us free. They answered him, we be of Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of. He said, now whatever you're allowing to get expression in your body, that has now become your master and you are the servant to it. Amen. Hold on 1 minute. Hey, Hey, can y'all just turn on my fan? I forgot to turn it on. Whatever you start to serve becomes your master. Amen. So he says, even though you think you're free, you are the servant of sin. Amen. When we got baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible said, shall we obey sin any longer? The scripture said, God forbid. We are not the servants of sin. Well, what makes us a servant of sin is when we begin to negotiate with the devil. Now, how many know the devil is too shrewd to come and hit us with everything at one time? So he does it little by little. Because of him attacking us little by little, and then him getting us to turn away part truth, eventually he would get us to deny the whole truth. Amen. So he's a spiritual pilferer. He steals the truth little by little. Amen. But the truth, only the truth, can make us free. Now the question is, why do we not want to negotiate with the devil? Let's go down to verse 40 of St. John chapter 8. Why? I don't even entertain his thoughts in my mind. He has no dealings with me. Amen. Verse 40 reads, but now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, called God, this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your fathers. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and come from God. Neither come I of myself, but he sent me. He says, why do ye not understand what I'm telling you? He said, how is it that you're arguing with me and you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you? Amen? He said, why don't you understand my speech? Verse 33 says, verse 44 says, ye are your father,
the devil.
And they're negotiating, trying to argue with God. He said, you don't have the truth, and you won't hear me, and I'm telling you the truth. And the reason that you cannot receive the truth is because you have another influence. It is not God. He said, ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a what?
Murderer
from the beginning. And what?
Hold not in the truth.
The reason that you don't negotiate with the devil, he doesn't even abide in the truth. So everything he's speaking is a lie. So when I only entertain a little bit, don't entertain any of it. No negotiations. Because he has no truth. It says here, hold not in the truth. Because there is what?
The truth in him.
So how can you negotiate Amen. Think about it. How can you negotiate with someone who you know their only intentions are to deceive you? Because there is what? No truth in him. Amen. So I don't listen to those other voices, because only the truth can make me free. When he speaketh a what?
Lie.
He speaketh
of his own.
Amen. We don't have no time to fight with the devil. For he is a liar and the what?
Father of it.
Now let's turn to St. Jude. Amen. And we're going to go to verse 9 of St. Jude. There is no negotiations with the devil. He does not have your better interest in mind. Everything he speaketh is a what? Even if he tells you the truth, he mixes a lie in, because the truth will make you free. Now, it's very simple. The truth will lead you to God. A lie will lead you
away.
The truth will always lead us
to God.
A lie will lead us
away.
Amen. So in our quest to please God tonight, what has been happening in our lives? Amen. This is a personal evaluation. Have things been bringing me to God, or have they been leading me? Do I have a mind to pray, or have I stopped praying? Do I have a mind to fast, or have I lost a mind to fast? Do I have a mind to consecrate myself and seek God's face, or do I not have a mind? Well, everything that's leading you away from God is not the truth, but a
lie.
So if it's a lie, then who is orchestrating the lie?
The devil.
The devil. Whoever we yield our service to obey, his master, that is now our master. So we have no place or time to negotiate with the devil. Well, this is the case with Michael, the archangel. How you know you don't get much higher? Archangel is the highest angel there is, full of power, and he has power with God. But even he refused to negotiate with the devil. Amen. This is a prototype for us and in church. Don't listen to the voices. Now, the devil has ways of disguising his voice. He knows maybe your best friend or somebody close to you. I can't tell them, but I can influence them. Now, that doesn't mean they're possessed, but he can influence them to influence you. The devil said, well, I can't get directly to them, so I'm going to use something close to influence them. Just like he tried to do Job. Job's very wife, in the middle of his troubles, told him to do what? Curse God and so the devil realizes I'm not getting the advantage, so I have to use something close to get him ultimately to deny God. So he used something that was dear and close to Job. He used his very own wife. Where verse 9 reads, yet Michael, the archangel, when the contending, and this word contending means to different opinion, to have an opposite thought pattern. Contending means you're not on the same mind and same accord. So now Michael is contending with who? The devil. Amen. They're not on the same mind wave. They're not on the same brain wave. They're not in the same thought pattern, but they are fighting it out through words, negotiations. Amen. So when contending with the devil, he disputed, means he debated, or they had a very in-depth discussion about the body of Moses. But then Michael realized, you know what, you're the devil and you've always been a liar. There's no truth in you. So Michael said, you know what, this stops right here. This doesn't go any further. He said, he does not bring a railing accusation against him, but he said, the Lord rebuke thee. There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's deliverance in the name
Jesus.
Well, Michael said, you know what? I don't have time to negotiate with you, Satan. He said, all that talking you trying to influence and get the advantage of me, he said, I only have one thing to say to you, and this is what we all need to learn to do. Stop negotiating with the devil, but simply tell him, the Lord rebuke thee. You don't have to entertain his promises. You don't have to entertain his thoughts. Because the devil's desire, every time you listen to a morsel of his being, is intended to deceive us. Amen. And the Bible says concerning Satan, he's able to transform himself to an angel of light. In other words, the devil will use every tool possible to make you think that you're listening to God when you're listening to the devil. So he's able to transform himself as an angel of light. Amen. Let us go to 1 John chapter 4, and we start off with verse 1. Tonight, we're dealing with standing the truth. Amen. We must deal with standing the truth. Now, the challenge to being in the truth is not listening to the voice of negotiation. You don't have to entertain anything the devil has to offer you. Amen. Because he was a liar from the what? Beginning. He abode not in the what? Truth. Neither is there any truth in him. Amen. So it's so important that we stay in God's word. Verse 1 reads, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of
God or not.
In other words, there's going to be a whole lot of influences. But our responsibility is we are to try the spirit to see whether they be of God or not. Amen? It says, because many false prophets are going out into the world. So at first you're talking about what? Spirits. So what is the means or the mechanism by which the false spirits have the dominance? People. Right? He said, because what? Many false prophets are going out into the world. But we're talking about what now? False spirits. Amen? Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of, well, you have heard that it should come, and even now, already it is in the world. What is it? The spirit of Antichrist. And it's represented through people. Amen. The devil uses people. So he said, you need to try the spirit. Amen. No matter how great someone seems to be, if they are twisting God's word to lead you, that's not of God. Because that's the spirit of the devil or Antichrist. Because God dealeth in the truth of his word. If it's not contained in the word, amen, don't follow it. Because God backs up his word. He said, ye are of God, little children, and now overcome those false spirits, those false prophets, those deceivers. Well, how can we overcome? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what is the opposition to receiving the truth of being influenced by God? The world. Amen? They are of the world, therefore speak they of. You ever have people say, you know, you're just too godly. You just got too much church in you. Lord, I'd rather have too much church than have part of the world. Because when I start speaking of the world, then I'm of the world. But when I'm talking about God, hallelujah. I'm not talking about being heavenly bound and earthly no good, because we do have a responsibility on this earth. But what I'm talking about is using the world system to figure out how to get to God. It will not work. And the world heareth them. where we are of God. He that knoweth, God heareth. It means hear the truth. If you're of God, the devil can't deceive you, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. In St. John 14:15-16, Jesus talks about the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, which is the Spirit of truth. He says, greater is he than you. Well, what's in us? The Holy Ghost. Well, what is the Holy Ghost? It's the Spirit of truth. Well, what's so great about the Spirit of truth? It will lead and guide you into
all truth.
All truth. Amen. You do not have to listen to those other voices, because the voice of God is in you. Speak. Amen. And greater is he that is in
you
than he that is in the world. Well, the two are the mechanism of the device that the devil has used so profitably against the church is we start thinking, I don't have the power. The world system is too great. No, brothers and sisters, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, hereby know we the spirit of truth and of why? Because of he that is what? In us. So there is a spirit of truth, and then there is a spirit of
error.
So we must try the spirit. Amen. Don't ever listen to the voice when your Holy Ghost radar goes off, or your spiritual radar goes off, because God serves to warn us when we are going wrong. Amen. So we have to try the spirits to see whether they are of God or not. Now let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. Now we said, the world heareth them because they are of the world and they do not have the truth. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to go to verse 3 of 1 John chapter 2. We'll read verses 3 and 4, and then we'll skip down to verse 8. Now we're dealing with what tonight? The truth. Not negotiating. By the truth and
sell it not.
Now everybody, who sold anything? Whether they're a garage sale or something. Whenever you're trying to sell something, you always try to get the most. Mm-hmm. Until somebody comes by and starts what?
Negotiating.
Well, every time someone negotiates, they're intending to make you sell what you have for less. The truth costs too much to sell it for anything. Once again, the truth costs too much to sell it for anything. Verse 3. And hereby we know that we know him if we
keep his commandments.
We know who? We know Jesus. We know God. Well, how do you know if we what?
Keep his commandments.
Now, every last one of us tonight, are we keeping his commandments? Amen. Then are ye my disciples indeed if you keep my commandments and continue in my word. Are we keeping his commandments? Amen. Are we honoring God through his word? He that says, I know him and keepeth not his commandments. Now who's the father of all liars?
The devil.
So if you say, I know him and I'm not keeping his commandment, then who's influencing you? Not that you want him to influence you, but it says that he is a liar. But who's the father of all liars?
Satan.
Who doesn't abide in the truth?
The devil.
Who doesn't have any truth in him?
The devil.
Come on, y'all, don't leave me. The devil. Amen. I know it's hot. I'm not going to keep y'all a whole long time. All right, let's make a spiritual deal. We're going to make a negotiation like that. We're going to make that kind of negotiation. If y'all back me up, we're going to fix.
Amen.
We ain't going to make no deals. No deals. And sometimes those deals can mess you up. Amen. But what I'm saying is we need to learn to identify what is truth and what is a lie. We need to identify what is truth and what is error. Amen. We need to be able to identify that. Because what the devil will always do is he camouflages his lie with part of the truth. He camouflages his lie with part of the truth. But his ultimate goal is to get you to believe a lie. Amen? Because as long as we believe a lie, he knows that it, ultimately he's leading us away from God. If you want to stay with God, then stay in the truth. All right, now let's go down to verse 8. Verse 8. He says, again, a new commandment right, I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in
you.
Paul, John talks about the truth. In all the gospel, he talks about the truth. In the epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, he keeps talking about what?
Truth.
The truth. Amen. John knew the only way that we will be spiritually liberated is through the truth. And then in St. John chapter 8, Jesus said, he whom the Son set free is what?
Free
indeed. So if God sets us free when we get baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, how do we go back into bondage if God has set us free?